Happy Advent! As we prepare to welcome Jesus once again into the world, we intentionally set aside time each day to listen, meditate, and talk to God. Preparing for Jesus involves much more than buying presents and organizing parties. The more we devote ourselves to learning about the world into which Jesus was born, the more deeply we will understand what it means to welcome Him into our world. Join us as we seek to welcome Jesus with our whole heart, mind, body, and strength this Advent season. Welcome back to our Advent podcast. I am Pastor Jill with
Rachel James,
your CYF director here at First Lutheran Church. We are continuing our conversation about this book, The First Advent in Palestine. And today we are on chapter 3. It's called Formed by Galilee. And this is a really interesting chapter talking about Mary and what her life was like before Jesus came into the picture. So I hadn't really ever even been curious about what the context was that she was born into. But this book really brought to light some of the difficulties of living where she lived. And on page 40, it says, "The northern region was known for resistance, stood ever ready to push back against invading forces." So she lived in Galilee, and there were enemies to the north, and they lived in a constant state of tension, which I had no idea about. They always looking for somebody to sneak up on them or to demand something of them. And so she was raised feeling some hostility to the people that were in charge. So one quote that really jumped to me was on page 41 at the very bottom. "Growing up in a restive region, she had been formed by resistance. Like most around her, she understood justice as rebellion against empires and their violence." So we think about how she lived in a place where maybe she was even trained to be rebellious.
Yeah.
Sometimes we try to tamp down rebelliousness and we try to make everybody fall in line, but she was probably raised to try to get away with things, and also not a big fan of the empires and maybe even afraid of them. And it talks about today that is still something that is experienced in the land of Israel. And of course, we're hearing about violence coming out of Gaza and going into Gaza, and it's a whole sad history. And there is a big barrier that separates Palestinian land from Israeli land in that part of the world. On page 42, we read, "The hardships of the Israeli occupation, roadblocks, denied construction requests, disrupted water service, incessant harassment from soldiers can't be ignored." And this is real to me because I've been to that part of the world a couple of times now, and I've seen the wall, and I personally have traveled across it. I was in a tour bus, and we would come up to the roadblock, and we would have a soldier aboard our bus. And one thing that was really eye-opening to me is our guide at the time. She rode everywhere with us. She taught us everything. But she was an Israeli Jewish woman. And she was technically not allowed to cross that barrier.
Wow.
So if she had shown her Israeli passport, we all had to have our passports, and they would have denied her to cross. But thankfully, she was also a British citizen.
Oh.
So she had her British passport. And so she could show that and then be able to cross with us into Bethlehem, which was in Palestinian territory. Now, Bethlehem is on the West Bank, so it's not where all of the violence is happening right now. But then we would cross over, and then we would pick up a Palestinian guide. And our guide the first time was a Palestinian Christian, mm-hmm. and they are such a minority in the West Bank that he said in his church there were about like 5 members.
Wow.
But he then would lead us around Bethlehem. It could only be a day trip, and then we had to leave again going back through the border wall. But it is kind of scary to see mm-hmm. the troops with their machine guns, and yeah. so many of them, because of their expected service right out of high school, so many of them look like children to me.
Oh, yeah.
And they're the age of my children, and it's shocking to see them with their machine guns, but they're children yeah. in my eyes.
And Mary was almost a child. We hear the story of her just such a young person.
Yeah.
And growing up in this hard time, it reminds me of this summer we took the youth to George Floyd Square, and there's been these activists that are more my age, women that have been leading and in the community, but a lot of them have teenagers. And their teenagers have been, one of the activists said, like, they've grown up seeing us stand up to injustice, seeing us protest. And so when something happens, they're like, Mom, get out there. And they're kind of pushing them. And I think of Mary in that way now after reading this chapter, that she was growing up in a place that was used to that, even as a child, like you're talking about.
Right.
So one of the great things about the story of Mary is on page 45, it talks about how she's this young woman that no one really expects to be the center of God coming to the earth. She doesn't have any status. It says that she found favor with God despite all evidence to the contrary. This location of Galilee was not a prestigious location. It was a place way out there. And she herself wasn't a prestigious person. It says her lowly position. And also even her gender in that patriarchal society, they didn't expect to see God there. But she's favored according to the angel. The Lord is with you, Gabriel insists. And Mary is told that she will be the locus of incarnation, that place where God enters humanity. Just somewhat unexpected. And that just is so amazing to hear about Mary in that way.
Right. We often talk about Jesus as being, you know, very vulnerable.
Yeah.
But next to an infant, Mary was probably about the most vulnerable you could be in that society, being a female and being a young female at that. So, yeah, absolutely.
The other thing that's interesting in this chapter is it talks about the different ways throughout history and different churches in the world have portrayed Mary and baby. They usually call those Madonna paintings, and how they're often in different cultural backgrounds. I know there's an African-American woman who went on a pilgrimage to South France to see the Black Madonnas because she never really felt like she saw herself in the story. And she saw all these paintings of Mary and baby Jesus as Black, and that was meaningful to her. And we know from our Oromo Christian friends that they have Ethiopian Marys, and I've seen Chinese Marys, and just the idea of we can imagine the mother and child as our kin, as it says on page 54, as members of our culture, and how important that is.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think sadly, in most cultures of the world, a young female is probably the lowest status next to infants. And to be able to identify with that and say, I know somebody that looks like that, or I used to look like that, and I remember how vulnerable I felt, will definitely help us understand Mary better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So learning about Mary and how she was perhaps a resistance person, a rebellious person, a person aching for change who possibly had been imagining it for a long time. And then to see her being chosen by God to be the standard bearer, that what courage that must have taken, and how much we can learn about God just by who the people God chooses to be the leader. So, it's interesting to think about who Mary was and how she was raised and the force that she became in this world.
Absolutely.
So thank you for joining us, and we're going to close with a prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for using this book to teach us a little bit more about your mom and helping us to identify with her a little bit closer. And understanding her helps us to understand you a little bit better as well. So we pray for everybody right now who feels that they are in a position where they are resisting whatever evil is around them, where they feel perhaps overwhelmed by larger forces that are much bigger than them. I pray that we will all take courage and hope from this story about your mom, Jesus. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.